This is Dr. X.H. Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny. This week's broadcast focuses on an event out of Dallas, Texas. I've curated a series of audio recordings sent to me by a paranormal investigation society in the area. The object of their study is a local phenomenon they claim to be responsible for the disappearance of several children in the area. I've sifted through hours of the evidence in question and created a loose timeline of the events. Though I warn you, the following is not for the faint of heart. Let us begin our study.
Hello?
Hey, hon.
Still working?
I got another hour here, then I will hit the highway. Are the girls sleeping?
I just put them to bed, but they'll probably be up till you get in.
All right. I'll go in and kiss them when I get in. How you doing?
Fine.
Yeah?
I mean, it's nothing.
June, I know when you're lying. What's going on, baby doll?
Hell, Dale. Those people at the rig will work you half to death if you let them.
I know. But the overtime money's nice, right?
I know, but, well, you aren't home most nights for dinner. And the girls have been missing you, acting out and such.
Acting out? How?
You know, just kid stuff. Mouthing off. Not sitting still. I caught them sneaking candies in their room tonight.
Seems pretty harmless, hon.
Well, it's not the first time. I found the little wrappers all over the house. I normally just throw them away, but this time I saw a little note written in one.
What did it say?
This is our little secret.
Sounds like some boy trying to be sweet on them. I'll give him a scare and that'll set the girl straight.
I just don't know what's gotten into them. I know the overtime's nice, but you think you could come home sooner? I could really use you tonight.
June.
I'll make it worth your while.
All right. I'll see what I can do. Love you, honey.
See you soon, I hope.
These recordings were provided to me by an organization that approached me in anonymity. They conducted this investigation at their own behest and without the knowledge of the Tomlinson family, hence the secrecy. Included with the recordings were several photographs. I am currently examining a photo of the Tomlinson house, a simple and normal farm-style home. It is otherwise unremarkable. One detail is unavoidable, however. The children's room in the home were front-facing. They make note of the children's window in particular. Upon further examination, there seemed to be scratches running all along the windowsill and even cut into the pane itself. With that in mind, we continue this time with a recording from the children's bedroom.
And then, when the moon rose on the third night, the dead began to leap out of their grave. They ran around the town looking for people they could take with them down to hell.
Nuh-uh. You're lying.
It was real. Trust me, I saw it. Besides, you weren't even born yet.
You're only a year older.
Well, I didn't want to tell you, but you got snatched by one of them and taken down to hell.
You're lying.
Am not.
R2.
You do not have to believe me. That is fine with me.
You're always trying to scare me. Is she coming tonight?
Maybe. I hope so.
I hope not.
Don't be such a baby.
Girls, why are you not sleeping?
We are not tired.
You have school tomorrow. You need to be asleep.
But I'm not tired.
When is Daddy coming home?
He's coming now. He'll come say goodnight, but only if you two are asleep. Good night, girls.
Good night.
Good night.
She's here.
Make her go away. Don't open the window.
Shh.
Good evening, Delilah. You look so lovely tonight. Hello, Lily. I see you hiding over there.
My dad is here. Please, if he catches us, we won't get to see you anymore.
Ever the clever one, Delilah. We still have some time before your wretched father finishes dinner. Besides, tonight I want you to come with me. Remember the place where all the other little girls go? We'll go there tonight.
But we have school tomorrow.
Oh, come now, Lily. See what I have here for you? Do you want it?
I do, but...
No, Delilah, no!
You can have it. Just take my hand, lovely. You can have all the candy you want. Come on.
Please, no!
You're not like your sister, Delilah. You're brave, strong. You don't have to be scared like her.
Okay, I'll...
Hey, what's going on?
Come here!
Delilah and Lily were not the only girls in the area who received a visit from the Candy Lady. After the case made the tabloids, many parents report seeing candy wrappers on their windowsills late at night. But only a fraction of the girls who were visited were taken by her. The why, I cannot answer. Amongst the plethora of research data, I received a sample, an uneaten candy recovered from the scene. Conducting some testing on the treat revealed that it contained a small razor blade. Dale Tomlinson went out that night to search for his daughter. He never returned home. Search parties were sent out for both, and after 4 days, the man's remains were discovered. Local authorities reported Tomlinson was killed by blunt force trauma to the head. But there was additional information that was not released. My sources provided me with an official police report revealing that Dale Tomlinson had been in fact found with a razor blade stuck in his throat. Delilah, along with several other missing girls, have not been found. This tragedy is not baseless. Interaction with the unknown and unknowable often leads to violent confrontation. My condolences to the Tomlinson family. All the information I have received and ascertained on my own has been sent to the local authorities. I only hope that what I have done may be enough to prevent further tragedy. That is all I have for this broadcast. Goodbye and good night.